local youth in the community have something to look forward to this weekend as Six Nations Social Services and River Rocks Grassroots Organization have come together to hold the Be Well Six Nations Youth Conference. The conference will be taking place over a three-day period this weekend from tomorrow, March 17th to Sunday, March 19th. The event is free of charge and will feature a lot of traditional craft workshops. There's going to be some musical performances, some engagement with local climate activists. So there's definitely a little bit of something for everyone. Community members between the ages of 12 to 24 are invited to come out and enjoy the festivities that will be taking place at the gathering place. And right now I'm lucky enough to be joined by the conference director, Charity Lickers. So thank you for joining me this morning, Charity.
Thank you for having me.
So I know there's quite a bit going on throughout the upcoming weekend with all the different workshops being put on, but do you think you could maybe break it down a little bit to give an idea to those who will be attending about what they can expect and just some of the different workshops that will be put on?
For sure. So tomorrow we're starting off at 12 to 2 and we're doing registration because we are expecting 100 youth and we have about 30-something support people coming along with them. And so we'll have the registration, and then we're going to kick it off and do some workshops. And later in the Friday night, we'll be having a social. So, we're looking forward to we have some swag to give out. We put a lot of time and effort into getting them some awesome swag.
And as far as registration goes, can those youth who are interested register right at the conference Friday morning, or is there a pre-register or anything like that?
We have had a pre-register, and we are at 98 registrants. We do expect, though, that there could be some youth that come and that want to sign up that day. So we are expecting that.
And I know the flyer did specify those aged 12 to 24 could register. But what about any others looking to attend who don't fit into those ages? Will they be welcome as well?
It depends. Like we're open. I guess like if there's, you know, parents that want to attend with their children and things like that, then definitely we're open to that. We have had some people reach out to us and just want to come out and support the youth and, you know, they don't fit into the age group, but they want to see what's happening and support the youth. So we are open to having some people come out and just see what's going on.
And speaking of that age range and more specifically the 18 and up crowd, Can you talk about the importance of including them in this conference with the younger crowd who might even be looking up to some of these older kids as well?
Right. That's definitely what we want to do is like we know that there is a lot of youth that are older that are really engaged in a lot of activities. And we want to be able to have those youth start to empower the younger youth and realize that there's, you know, they have power in their voice. And that's a lot of what we want from the conferences is just to uplift those youth's voices. We're going to be talking a lot about like ministry mandated systems that our people are imposed upon, such as like the education system and the child welfare system and the justice system, things like that. And so we want to empower youth to recognize that they have a voice in those systems and that, you know, they are able to speak up and ask for change because we know that those systems aren't necessarily geared towards our Indigenous people.
And so with the workshops, can you detail how those attending can sign up for a particular one that they're looking for? Will there be any limits to the classes and things like that?
Yes. So we have a workshop selection sheet. So when they come to the registration, what they'll do is they'll be given that workshop selection sheet and there will be staff there that will help them figure out which ones that they are interested in. There is a cap on some of them, such as like the song production, that's at 15 people, just because of like the limitations with the facilitators and the moccasin making, that's limited to 20. The basket making, that's limited to 25, so things like that. But we are offering a few of them each day, so hopefully everybody will get into where they want to go. And there's a bunch of, like, a variety of different workshops for a variety of different activities that kids might be interested in.
And obviously, a lot of the workshops are being held are traditional to the Six Nations area and the Native community in general. Can you talk about why it's important for the conference to be able to create these kinds of spaces to really engage the youth here on Six Nations and give them that opportunity to express themselves in those traditional ways?
We definitely wanted to have it Six Nations focused. Because, you know, we're on our territory, yeah. So that's important to us. But we also, on the Saturday night, are having a big drum social because we wanted to be inclusive to our neighbors, you know, the Credit. And so we wanted to recognize that we are also kin, right, across the board, and that we do have some youth that are coming that maybe live from their communities are in different provinces. So they've reached out to us to say, like, hey, can we come? Because they don't have access to their own community, and we've definitely welcomed them. But most of our youth are actually from Six Nations, so it's really awesome. And, our kids deserve this. I know that there's always a lot of tragedy and pain going on in the community, and we wanted to do something to uplift them and give them, you know, a reason to be happy and to be able to come out and speak their mind and have fun and meet new people. And, you know, there was a lot of reach out from parents of kids that maybe don't necessarily have a large social circle. And so they're coming. That's why we allowed the supports too, because we want to make sure that we're inclusive of everybody. So, it's just important to have those. And we have a lot of people off reserve coming as well. And it was important to be able to access different things, such as like those workshops, like, you know, raised beadwork, moccasin making, basket weaving, because sometimes, you know, those kids that grow up off the reserve, they don't always have access to those things. And sometimes kids on the reserve don't have access to those things. So we wanted to make sure that everybody knows that there's access. And then even with the climate panels, we wanted to make sure that kids know that there's initiatives happening with other youth on Six Nations, and let them know like how they're able to get involved in those types of things. So,
and speaking from an organizer's point of view, can you talk about the being able to encourage the youth who attend the conferences and just the importance of letting them know that they are the future for the community?
Oh, definitely. Like, me, myself, personally, I have always believed that the youth are going to be the ones that change our world for us. And recently, I was reminded of that when I went to a different conference and was with a group of youth, and I remembered. And so it's going to be so powerful for me to see our own youth in that space, being able to know like their power and being able to recognize their skills and know that, you know, there's a lot of adults in the community that are supporting them and really wanting them to move forward. And one day they're going to be in all of our positions and they are going to be that much better than us. Right. So definitely have so much confidence that they're going to just have so much empowerment from all these people that are facilitating. Amazing things, I think, are going to happen from this group of kids, and it will only get better. I'm hoping that this is a continued event. So,
and you mentioned the facilitators right there. There's definitely no shortage of community leaders within them, with local musicians like DJ Shub, James Wilson, Samaya Smith, climate activists like Mikasa Looking Horse. How crucial is it to have these current community leaders attending and being able to spread their knowledge and wisdom to the next generation?
I definitely think that's crucial to have them there for kids to know that these people are right in our own community and that, you know, this can happen to anyone, that, you know, they can get involved in anything and that they're not far removed. Like, we always see, you know, people doing things from other parts of the country, other parts of the world, but we don't always get to see them in a localized local community setting. So it'll be amazing to have that. That forum for them to be able to see that there's so many people right here in the community doing so many great things.
One more thing I wanted to speak with you about is the Celestial Bear Six Nations Night Sky Planetarium. Can you detail that a little bit? I know it's going to be having a few different show times throughout the week.
Yeah.
It just looks like a very interesting component to the conference.
Yes. So with that, It's from McMaster. They have a portable planetarium, and it will be located at the Great Atrium. And so it was actually Crystal Rivers from River Rocks that was very adamant that we had that because she had experienced one before. And what's awesome about this one is that it has had influence from Haudenosaunee stories from three people from our community that have gone and done recordings. So there will be recordings of the stories, of the star stories, which personally I haven't heard many stories in my lifetime of that. So it's something that I'm really looking forward to as well. As well, we have Samantha Dockstader coming on Friday night so that she can do a presentation of recordings and different aspects of her sister's work, Sasha Dockstader from Oneida. So we're very excited to have her as well and talk about those star stories.
And just lastly, before I get you out of here, I was wondering if you maybe had one workshop or a keynote speaker you're looking forward to in particular this weekend, or maybe even a workshop we didn't get to cover that you'd like to say a few words about?
I mean, I think all the workshops are going to be amazing. I don't think there's anyone that I like better over the other. Personally, I like breakdancing. So I definitely am looking forward to that one. But I also like think that everybody's amazing and everybody's going to contribute to just the fulfillment of the youth, honestly.
Definitely. All right, Charity, once again, thank you very much for doing this. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the conference goes this weekend. So all the best with it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.